You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 21st, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
State tournament basketball underway. Yesterday was the Class AA quarterfinals. Today, the Class A quarterfinals. A heartbreaking loss for the Pelican Rapids boys last night as they went to overtime with the number three team in the state in 2A, Lake City, and were outscored 12-1 in the extra period, lost the game 72-61. And there are a couple of things in that game. Number one, Timmy Guler fouled out at the end of the game, regulation time, and he was not available for the overtime session. And Timmy was the guy that has led the Vikings all year, and he led them last night. He had 18 points. He hit some clutch shots in the second half to help the Vikings get to overtime, but he was not out there in the overtime period. And he's the guy they go through in their offense. And the offense just really struggled in overtime, just getting one free throw in the four-minute session and losing the game by 11. So a frustrating loss, but a night where the game was won in, I think, two areas. The free throw line, first of all, where Lake City went 19 for 26. And the Vikings shot only 7 and made only 2. From the free throw line. So that was quite a disparity. And then turning the ball over 18 times did not help the Vikings either, including the biggest turnover of the night that came at the end of regulation. They were holding the ball for the last shot, but never got a chance to take that shot as they turned it over. Instead, Lake City got the last shot. They missed, and we played overtime, but who knows, if the Vikings had had that last shot and it went in, they may be advancing in the championship round of the tournament. But instead, Pelican Rapids will play in the consolation semifinals tonight at 8 o'clock at Gangelhoff Center at Concordia University in St. Paul, and their opponent will be Jackson County Central. Now, for the Vikings to play for the consolation championship tomorrow at 2 o'clock, they need to beat Jackson County Central tonight. Otherwise, their season will come to an end. Today at 3 o'clock at Target Center, the West Central area boys basketball team will make their first ever state tournament appearance as they take on Heritage Christian Academy. The Knights are the number 2 seed in the Class A tournament. And earlier today, I visited with their head coach, Craig Hunter, and asked him, first of all, for a scouting report on Heritage Christian Academy.
Yeah, they got a pretty good bench. They have their point guard, very dynamic. He's their best player, junior. Really explosive, going to the hole. He can finish well in the lane. They got two really good shooters, number 2, number 4, three-point shooters. And then two big guys. One is about 6'3", 280 pounds, very physical. And the other one is a 6'7", freshman. He's tall and lanky. He's been playing a lot more and improving and getting better throughout the year. And then their sixth player is just a little quick, like 5'10 guard. So they got a pretty good balance of shooter size and some drivers. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us defensively, but we've had a couple good practices, so hopefully we're prepared.
How about their defense, Craig? What are you going to see from them primarily?
They're primarily man-to-man, but we have seen them play some 2-3 zone. And then a couple of the films we had where they were behind, they did some 1-3-1 trapping, a little bit of full court trapping, but I would say it's primarily man-to-man in the half court with a little bit of 2-3 mixed in.
You know, we've talked about this before, I know, but how much does your strong schedule help you prepare for what you're going to see the next 3 days?
Yeah, we kind of thought that before the year when we looked at our schedule and we just said, well, whatever happens, we're going to be battle-tested, and we've kind of told the kids that all year, and I've told them that in the playoffs too, that you know, these teams we're playing are really good, like BB and Ada. Those teams are very, very good teams. But, you know, they said they're the teams we've played are just as good or probably a little bigger size-wise because the AA schools have a lot of, you know, 6'4", 210-pound bodies, you know. So, you know, I told them we've played against just as good as talent all year. So, you know, we're not fazed by much talent-wise, I guess.
How would you rate the confidence level of your kids right now, Craig?
I'd say it's really good. We practiced at Bethel yesterday, and it was a really good mixture of being loose and focused. You know, they're pretty focused on what we're doing in our game plan always, and they didn't seem uptight at all. I think they're, to me, it seemed like they're really good frame of mind, you know, and that's kind of how we want them to be, loose and confident. You know, you always worry that they get overconfident too, but, I mean, all year they've shown us they're pretty dialed in most of the time, so hoping they're ready. I think they are.
And the health of the Knights going in?
Probably the healthiest they've been all year. You know, there was up to mid-January, I don't think we had all 15 of our guys there for a game, you know, with sickness and a little couple minor things. And right now they seem to be doing pretty good, you know, other than little bang, you know, bruises from getting banged up and stuff. But overall, very good, I think.
You're the number two seed. How do you evaluate the tournament field? The Cherries number one, you're right behind them.
Yeah, I mean, when you get to even the semifinals of your section, you know, everybody's good at this point, and all these teams down here are good. I was college teammates with the Mountain Lake Comfrey coach in college at University of Minnesota Crookston, and they're 27-3 too. I visited him a little bit last night. They got a lot of talent too, and obviously Fertile. We've seen Fertile play a few times just because we had some films on Ada, and you know, they're a really good team, very well coached and balanced and deep too. And we played Nevis last summer. They're in the 4-5 game with Mountain Lake. You know, and they're big. We beat them by one this summer, but you know, that summer ball doesn't mean anything. But we did see them, and then obviously Cherry, the Gophers recruit, and a bunch of other guys. They're pretty loaded, but you know, we'd like to get a chance. You know, you got to win the first one first and try to keep advancing. It'd really be fun if we get a chance to play them.
3 o'clock today for the Knights in action against Heritage Christian Academy. And if they win, they'll play at 2 o'clock tomorrow in the semifinals at Williams Arena. Today's game is at Target Center. Well, one of our sponsors, of course, is Pemberton Law Firm, and they serve you with locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and online at pemlaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. Well, Lake Area Docks and Lifts is looking forward to summer, summer fun. They offer premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake. That's Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The Major League Baseball season is underway. Yesterday, Shohei Ohtani's RBI single capped a four-run eighth-inning rally in his Dodgers debut as they beat the Padres 5-2 in the season opener in Seoul, South Korea. Well, the two teams played again today, and the Padres won today's game by a score of 15-11, a real slugfest. So both teams who will battle all year in that Western Division in the National League have a win and a loss to start the season. A big day today for Jake Cronenworth for the Padres. He went 4-for-5 and knocked in four runs as he had a triple, a bases-loaded triple in the first inning, and the Padres scored five runs in the first inning to get things going as they knocked out the free agent signee Yoshinobu Yamamoto. He didn't even get through the order one time. So he was knocked out in his Dodger debut, not what the fans were hoping for, I'm sure. Of course, the Twins open up a week from today in Kansas City against the Royals. On the ice last night, it was not a good night. Two nights ago, it was the Wild pitching the shutout against the Anaheim Ducks. Well, last night, it was the LA Kings, a much better team than the Ducks, shutting out the Wild 6-0 as David Rittich made 30 saves in his third shutout of the season. And the Kings get the win. That is the first loss for the Wild in their last nine games. They had gone 6-0-2 in their previous eight games before losing last night. Kings captain Anze Kopitar had a goal and an assist, recording his 1,200th career point. He becomes the 52nd player in NHL history to score 1,200 points in a career. The Wild will host St. Louis on Saturday. They are still in the battle for the final playoff spot in the West. They are just 3 points behind Vegas, and there are 12 games remaining, so still an opportunity for them to move into the playoffs. They need a strong finish, though. Indiana State won last night 101-92 over SMU in the NIT, so the Sycamores will now face the Gophers on Sunday at 1 p.m., The Sycamores were one of the teams that were snubbed for the NCAA tournament that really deserved to be there. They are 29-6 on the season. They did get the number one seed in the NIT, and the Gophers, who are 19-14, will try to knock them off in that 1 o'clock start on Sunday. That game can be seen on ESPN2 on Sunday afternoon. The Gopher women will find out tonight who they play. It's either going to be Cal Poly or Pacific. Those two teams play tonight at 8 o'clock. The winner will play the Minnesota Gophers women's team on Saturday at a time and location to be announced. And the Timberwolves are off until tomorrow night. They'll play the Cleveland Cavaliers at Target Center. Alex Rodriguez and his partner Mark Lohr, they had some issues getting their investment together for the purchase of the Timberwolves, as one of their financial backers backed out on them. The Carlyle Group could not come to an agreement regarding requirements for those investing in the NBA, so they agreed to part ways with Rodriguez and Lohr. Rodriguez and Laura then found some help elsewhere as Dial Capital Partners joined the duo as limited partners to supply the financial backing that will complete the purchase of the two franchises, the Timberwolves and the Lynx, from Glenn Taylor, the longtime owner of both teams. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt also is part of the new ownership group. Well, that'll do it for our podcast today. Be sure to check out the 40-year anniversary podcast on the Otter Boys basketball team, which was posted yesterday. Bob Bjorklund and Steve Atchison, the head coach and assistant coach from that team, six members of the 1984 squad joining us as well to reminisce about that state tournament team in 1984. And keep your eyes open later this week, as we're going to have the tribute, a podcast tribute to the 1984 Pelican Rapids Vikings team that won the Class A championship. And we'll be joined by Rex Haugen and several members of the Vikings, including Pat Westby, their star player that year in that state tournament run. So we'll look forward to that. It should be posted later this week or over the weekend here at state tournament time. So we thank you for joining us for our podcast. And, well, have a great day. Hopefully the snow doesn't keep us snowbound at all. It doesn't sound like we're going to get that much this first storm. Second one could be a little more interesting. Well, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.